You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host for the show. And this show always consists of two different parts. The first part is always a little talk, and the second part is a shamanic ritual. And right before the ritual, I will tell you a little bit more about it, what you can expect and what's the intention of it. And during the first part, I would like to talk a little bit about death and dying and rituals around death and dying, seen from an energetic point of view. You know, as a human being, your whole universe and your whole world consists of only four different things. The whole universe is built up out of four different fields: matter, mind, soul, that's what we call feelings, and spirit. Spirit is the will or the conviction or the directional energy. And your whole universe and your whole world, and your world is, you know, inside and outside, it's all part of your world, consists of these four things. Anything you perceive, you can, you know, place within one of these four categories. And you could say that there is a definite sort of range going from more material, more solid, to finer. You could say that our whole universe is built up out of these four parts. And when you see this as a pyramid, you could say that the bottom layer is matter. Matter is very, how do you call it, gross. It's very solid. It's very, you know, stable. A lot of structure. And the layer on top of matter is mind. And mind still has a lot of structure. Because, you know, just look at your thoughts. Thinking is quite structured. But it has already less body, so to say. There's less density than matter, clearly. And mind has power over body. Just the fact that you're listening to me on an electric machine proves that. You know, it's an idea, which is a mind quality, which gave shape to matter. So mind rules matter. And on top of matter is soul. And soul is what we, in normal language, call feeling. And feeling has already less structure than mind. You could say that feeling is like water, you know, because one feeling flows over into another feeling. It's not so, you cannot really distinguish these things. Thoughts, you still can clearly distinguish your thoughts, their thoughts. In feeling, that's not so clear. These things, you know, they go through each other. They mix up. So soul has, you know, much less shape. And on top of that, you have spirit, or the directional energy. It's what we call the will, the conviction, the belief. You know, that sort of thing is all in made of spirit quality. And that's even finer. You could say that's like a gas quality, if you want to put it in that sort of terms. And I think if you look at the process of dying, I think what you can clearly see is that everything that arises within you is built out, up and out, these four fields. And when you look at a dead body, it's very clear to see that the body quality has fallen away from, you know, from the person who can deal with these things. You know, it's not within his grip anymore. He can't be anymore, can't exist anymore on the material plane, because the physical body has, you know, died. So you could say the first thing that falls away is body. And very soon after body, mind falls away. So, when mind falls away, what also falls away are, for instance, all our beautiful ideas about reincarnation, for instance, or any other subject. You know, mind is gone. So what you're left with is soul. So you end up in soul, and soul's feeling. And in normal daily life, you know, soul gets fed all the time by impulses from, you know, from living, from being in interaction with people and things happening. And once you have died, you know, you cannot really participate anymore in these fields, you know, because if you've ever seen a dead body, you know what I mean, you know, that part of life has been cut off. So, when body falls away and mind falls away, what you're left with is, you know, soul and spirit. So you end up in soul. And soul is your quality of feeling. It's your emotional body, so to speak. It's your emotional field of experience. And, well, as a matter of fact, that is still the same as if you're alive. The only thing that has changed is that, you know, body and mind dropped out of your hands, so to speak. And I think that's why all religions, for instance, stress trying to live as a beautiful human being. Because when you die, you know, you're not going to some other place. No, you end up in your own emotional field. And when that is an ugly emotional field, which means terrible feelings, you end up in, well, terrible feelings. And as I said, you know, the soul quality doesn't get fed anymore by circumstances from living in a material world. You don't have mind anymore to distract you with all beautiful concepts about whatever you can think of. So there's no distraction. So you end up in your own feelings, and not the way you want them to be, but the way they are. Somewhere deep down you know how it is. And you end up in that feeling. And it's like what they say in many traditions, for instance, in the Tibetan traditions, I think they say it takes 49 days before, you know, the soul leaves the body and you come in all these bardos, and bardos is what they call the states in between. And I think the states in between are these emotional states, because all your attachments to the world and, you know, anything in the world, inside or outside, it's all in soul. The attachment is in soul, is in feeling. You feel attached. So what you end up with is with your attachments. And they can, you know, be very hard or very strong. So there's so much energy, you could say, flew in within this mechanism of being attached to something, being attached to money, to your wife, to sex, to whatever. So all this energy that flew within this concept or within this feeling, all this energy has to be used up, you could say. All this energy has to be digested. And I think that is what you call, you know, the bardos. It's these emotional states in which you end up, or which are your whole universe when you die. So if you lived without, let's call it honor, you know, or pride, or without heart, without love, well, that's where you end up. If you feel resentment all the time, you end up within resentment. Where else to end up? That's your emotion. So when mind and body falls away, that's what you're left with. And then again, that's why many traditions stress, you know, try to live in a beautiful way. And they say it's for the afterlife. Well, I think it's for the life anyway, there is no sort of afterlife in that sense. There just is life. And if you try to harmonize your emotions, you benefit from that during life. And as well, when you die, of course, because you have less attachments. And I think that's why all these traditions stress the fact that you should try to be less attached. So in my point of view, heaven and hell are emotional states. I think if I look around me in the world, I see many people who I believe they live in hell. They live in their own hell. So why would you exactly expect to come in heaven after death? It's quite a childish approach. Of course you come in your own field of feelings. So try to get done with that. Try to harmonize that. And then you're also free to die, because I think, as a matter of fact, you are just this quality of being, just being as being. And we identify all the time with everything that arises within us, and that what arises within us will also disappear. And what you end up with in the end is, this open, this openness. So I think that's the way home. And, getting attached to all sorts of feelings and things, just make you stuck. And it's interesting to see that in Western culture, the whole culture around how we treat death and how we put it away and how we do our funerals and things, it's remarkable to see that from an energetic point of view, we are doing exactly the wrong thing. Because if you look at the Western death ritual, the whole process around a funeral, for instance, everything within the ritual is geared around the emotion of the people that are left behind, that are still alive. Everything is geared for their emotion, for their loss, and don't get me wrong, I know this can be very painful, but if you look in a traditional culture, what they do for a death ritual, they do the opposite. They walk you out of the village to this burning place or wherever they bring you, and they walk another way home. And when they come home, they have a party and they talk very bad about you. And why? Because when you're dead, you should move on. When you're stuck within these emotional fields after death, for instance, you're attached to your wife or your husband, and of course it's a human thing, this attachment still is there, because for the departed one there's only soul quality left. So when you're still holding on to each other, the one who's left behind can't go on getting a new life, because what happened happened, and the one who's departing can't go, because you hold grip of each other. So you see that in a traditional culture, all the death rituals are focused on cutting the ties between the departed and the living. And here in the West, we do the opposite. We cultivate emotion. Everything in a funeral is geared about this emotional thing, and not to dissolve it, but to make it bigger, as a matter of fact. And don't get me wrong, I know it's hard when you lose somebody you love. So, in my opinion, the only thing you can do is try to harmonize your feelings. Try to to be beautiful, not in an artificial way, but in a genuine way, because you will end up with a genuine feeling, not with the fake feeling that will all drop away. And try to get your feelings in harmony. Try to live as a beautiful human being in your daily life. Yeah. And have trust. And then again, it's about time I tell you a little bit about the ritual we're going to do for the second part of the broadcast. And it's a shamanic ritual. And this ritual, as a matter of fact, is focused on dissolving, well, emotional attachment. And this ritual is specific meant to pull your attention away from the things that occupy your mind and your soul and your attention all the time. And pull your attention towards this wide open being that you are, right now. But you don't experience that because you're focused on something different. And this ritual helps you in a very natural way to let go of this rigid focus on life and on yourself. And to free up your attention so you can rest more in being. And, well, that's what you are. So for the ritual, you do not have to do anything special at all. What we recommend is putting on headphones, because you won't get distracted by all the environmental sounds that might be in your surrounding. To close your eyes, because it's an inner experience. You know, if you are browsing or watching TV, meanwhile, of course, you will have a different experience than when you try to open up for the ritual. And the ritual consists of parts in which I make sound or music, depending on how you experience that, and parts which are silent. Both are part of the ritual. Both are important. And the ritual ends with a bell. And you do not have to experience anything in particular or something very spectacular. You might, but maybe you might not. But what most people experience, that the more we get to the end of the ritual, the more peaceful you will be. It's 9 out of 10 times people will feel very peaceful, calm inside. And that's exactly what is intended, because the axis of a wheel stands still and the wheel's turning. So I think it's very beneficial for us as human beings to be grounded, or to have your center of gravity within the axis, within the quiet point, within the stable point. And, during this ritual, you do not have to do anything at all. You just have to lay down or sit down, close your eyes, and, flow with the ritual. It's pleasant in general. But what I strongly advise, if you drive a car, please do not listen to the ritual or park your car, because you might get into a light trance or into a little bit different state. And I don't think that's very beneficial when you're driving a car, so please don't. Try to listen with undivided attention, because, that's the basic idea from which we work. Try to get your attention in the place and moment where you actually are now. And this ritual will help you with getting there, being there. Alright, I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any questions, or you want to share your experience, or you want to contact us for any reason at all, You know, you can always email us. The jingle will tell you about the website where you can find us. We are on all these Facebook, Twitter sort of things. So there are many ways to contact us in case you might want that. Okay, enjoy the ritual. I wish you a very good week and hope to see you next week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Absolutely.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.